Welcome to the Bible Tells Me So, a program sponsored by Starting With Jesus. I'm Miss Katie, your host today, and we have Micah to read our questions. Pastor Jonathan is going to help us find the answers in our Bible, and Aiden will read the Bible verse for us. Do you have your Bible ready? If you don't, you might want to go and get it so we can find and read the answers together. Let's go ahead and get started. Our question today comes from all the way across the world, at least for me. I live in the United States of America, but Miril sent in a question, and she lives in Malaysia. I am so glad that you have been listening, Miril. So, Micah, what question did she ask?
Can we fly when we go to heaven?
That's a really good question. And I'm guessing that you're asking because you think it would be really fun to fly one day.
I think anybody who doesn't have a fear of heights would think that it would be really fun to fly in heaven.
Yeah. When I was younger, my dad tried to teach me how to hang glide. And so it was like a giant kite that you hold on to this metal pole that's connected to the kite. And you're on this hillside and you try to run. And if the wind is right and you're going right and everything is just right, you can actually start flying in the air. And so for a few seconds, I can say that without being in an airplane, I actually flew. And it was pretty fun.
That is pretty cool.
But it's going to be even cooler when Jesus comes. It's going to be even better when Jesus comes.
How come?
Do you have your Bibles with you?
I hope so. You guys have your Bibles, right? Well, if you don't, you need to go get them.
All right, let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 17.
Ooh, 1 Thessalonians, that's in the New Testament. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17. We're going to go to those chapters. They're the big numbers, chapter 4. Once you get that, then look underneath for those little verses, those little numbers, verse 17. Let's see what that says. Aiden will read it for us.
Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord.
So when Jesus comes, there's going to be two groups of people. There are going to be people who are afraid of Jesus when he comes. They're going to want to die, and they will die. But then there are going to be people who are looking forward to Jesus coming. They're going to be happy. And those people who are alive and remain when Jesus comes will be caught up together with those who have died believing in Jesus, who have risen up into the air.
That's pretty cool. I mean, it's like everyone being in a bunch of hot air balloons. We have like hot air balloon festivals where we live in Gallup, New Mexico, and Santa Fe and Albuquerque. It's known for hot air balloons. But we won't have to have a hot air balloon. We'll just be floating up into heaven. That sounds like flying to me.
Absolutely. We will be caught up in the air to meet the Lord. And then it says we shall always be with the Lord.
Well, Miril, I am so glad that you sent in that question. I know I'm looking forward to flying up to heaven, and I bet you are too. Flying's pretty awesome. If you have a question that you want answered, go ahead and send them to us at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com, and we can let you know when your question will be on our program. We are so glad that you've joined us today, and we want to remind you to start each and every day with Jesus. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. Things don't seem to be going the way we think they should go. That's how the disciples were feeling. Jesus had just died. All their hopes were dashed. But did you know that we can trust that God is in control? He will lead us and guide us if we trust Him and obey. Girls, I am so glad that you're back with me today. You know, we put a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of effort into this podcast, and we are so excited to hear from you and to hear how you're enjoying it. So I want to hear from you. Can you write to me? Email me at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. That's seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. I want to hear where you're listening from, what your favorite thing is about the podcast. And maybe if you have any questions or you want to tell me about some of your pets or your animals, because here's a little hint, we're talking about animals today. If you want to tell me about your animals, I would love to hear it. My family and I have 3 dogs right now, and we'd like to get some chickens and some goats, and I would love a llama. I grew up with my neighbors having llamas when I was a kid, and I really like llamas. So I would love to have one of those. But I want to hear from you and your animals. Maybe you have a llama. Tell me about it, okay? Or your dogs. I want to hear about it. So write to me at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. But we're going to get started with our lesson today. So let's bow our heads and let's pray that God will be with us as we learn and as we open His Word, okay? Dear Lord, thank you so much for this new day that we get to spend some time with you. We are so thankful for that. Please come into our hearts, help us to learn and understand what you want to teach us today. Be with us as we open your word, the Bible. Thank you. Amen. Jesus had just made breakfast for his disciples. Have you ever made breakfast for your mom? Sometimes my family makes breakfast for me. Usually it's if it's my birthday or if it's Mother's Day. And they make all kinds of yummy food and bring it to me and I get to sit in bed and we all eat breakfast sitting on the bed together. It's a really fun time. Well, Jesus made breakfast for his disciples. Do you think that Peter remembered how he had bragged that he would never, ever leave Jesus? Yeah. I'm sure he remembered. And when you think about it, he had denied Jesus only 8 or 9 days earlier. It had not been very long. Like, we're talking just over a week. Do you remember how many times that Peter said that he didn't even know Jesus? How many? 3 times. Was Peter sorry for what he had said, for what he had done? Yes, he was. So now Jesus was going to test Peter, and he wanted to see what Peter would say, especially in front of the other disciples, so they could hear that Peter was changed and he was a different man. So what question did Jesus ask, and how did Peter answer? We're going to look it up because John tells us. John chapter 21, we've been there for the last few days, haven't we? John chapter 21, verse 15. John chapter 21, verse 15. It's at the very end of the book of John. In fact, if you go one more page over, you're in Acts. So John chapter 21, last chapter of the Bible, John chapter 21, verse 15. Here's what it says.
So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Feed my lambs.
Jesus is asking him this right in front of the other disciples. What do you think Jesus meant when he told Peter to feed his lambs? Do you know? Well, was he talking about animals? Or was he talking about people? Did he say people? Yes, you would be right. Now, when you think about lambs and sheep and goats and all that, are lambs small or are they adult sheep? They're small, right? Lambs are small. So, if he's talking about people and using this as kind of an example or an illustration, do you think lambs would mean children or grown-ups? Children. I think you're right. Jesus was talking about helping children to learn to love, trust, and obey him. Maybe the disciples were remembering how they had driven away the children that had come to see Jesus. They thought that the mothers and those children weren't very important, that Jesus had much more important things to do. But you know what? He didn't. Jesus always took time for children. He wanted them to know how important children are. They needed to learn how to take special care of children. And Jesus was also talking about taking special care of grown-ups who are just beginning to learn how to belong to his kingdom. Those who are just learning about Jesus. There's a way to work with those people. You know, after a while, Jesus asked Peter the very same question again. He said it again. How did Peter answer, and what did Jesus say? Who was Jesus talking about this time? Was it children or grown-ups? Let's look at verse 16. Let's read verse 16, okay? We read 15, now we're going to read 16.
He said to him a second time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Tend my sheep.
So this second time, Jesus asked Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Was Peter bragging like he used to do? No. Peter was very different. Ever since that night when he said he didn't know Jesus, he had cried as he rushed back to the Garden of Gethsemane and to the very spot where Jesus had cried and prayed. You know what? Jesus didn't leave it at two times. He asked Peter the same question again. Well, now Peter felt really sad. In fact, I can almost imagine his voice choking up, like, oh, Lord. Can you hear it? Look at verse 17. Jesus asks him three times. This is the third time. What did Jesus say?
He said to him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he had said to him the third time, Do you love me? And he said to the Lord, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, Feed my sheep.
Peter was grieved. Do you know what grieved means? It means sad. But I want you to think about it. How many times had Peter said that he didn't know Jesus? How many? Do you remember? Three, right? Now, how many times did Jesus ask Peter if he loved him? We just read verse 15, verse 16, and verse 17. What had Jesus asked? Peter, or Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Three different times. Was Peter bragging? No. Peter had been humbled. Just as Peter denied Jesus three times, Jesus then asked Peter three times if he loved him. And then how many different times did Jesus tell Peter that he still wanted him to work for him? Three different times. Feed my lambs. Tend my sheep. Feed my sheep. Jesus still wanted Peter. Even though Peter had messed up, even though Peter had denied him, Jesus forgave Peter, and Jesus wanted Peter to work for him. Did you know that Jesus wants you to work for him, boys and girls? He wants you to help him. He wants you to help others to learn about him. He wants you to spread his good news to others. Do you know one way you can do that? You can do that by sharing this podcast. I'm sure that you have many friends, maybe at the park, or maybe at Sabbath school, or maybe some of your neighbors, or at the library, if you go to the library, or maybe just neighborhood kids. But there are kids that don't know about Jesus like you do. They have not learned about Jesus like you're learning in this podcast. And so I want to challenge you today. I challenge you to work for Jesus. Share this podcast with others, with other kids. Tell them what it means to you and how much they will enjoy it too. When you share it with others, then write to me and tell me who you shared it with. I want to know. Can you do that? You can email me at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. I want to hear from you. And boys and girls, by you sharing this podcast with others, you are sharing Jesus. Isn't that exciting? Jesus wants you to be a worker for him, just like he wanted Peter to work for him. It doesn't matter if we've made mistakes in the past. Jesus still loves us. Jesus still wants us to work for him. Let's pray and thank him. Lord, thank you so much that you give us the opportunity to work for you, to share your love with others. Please help each boy and girl to share this podcast with their friends so that their friends can learn about you too. We want to see all the boys and girls in your kingdom, and it'll only happen if we tell them. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the opportunity to work for you. Amen.
1 John 4:16. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.